Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, we're back on a Wednesday. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 11 week rolls on. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike? Doing pretty good. Listen, it's a Wednesday. Yesterday was not very good. Last night, meaning, for the fightings.
No.
We'll make it through. Excited about your top 11 list today.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to get to that.
The real one.
Jackie Baseball, I'm going to just say this.
Here we go.
A line has been drawn in the sand in the clubhouse. Let's figure out which side of the line we're on. Holla at your boy.
Spike already getting heat early for his top 11 list that has not come out yet.
Yeah, that was outrageous. We're sitting here in our common area or whatever, and there was one, you know, one of our great Odyssey partners was there, and he looks over to me. He's like, hey, your top 11 list sucked. I haven't even given it yet.
They know.
I haven't even given it yet.
That was awesome.
And when I said that, he still wanted to argue with me about it. I was like, I legitimately do not... Do not credit me with the cameras list.
My initial thought was, hold on. He saw the list already?
No.
I'm like, I didn't see the list.
Well, not.
And then you guys both left. I was still standing there,
yeah.
Like, you know, listening.
Yeah.
And he's like, under his breath, he was talking to his buddy. He's like, he won Super Bowl MVP, and this guy is still... It was so funny.
Love it, man.
Well, it is a big show as far as Top 11 Week continues. At 2:30, we will reveal from the official list number 7 and 6. And what I can tell you about this is that when we reveal 7 and 6, all this sudden, it's going to be a little bit more about who is where and less about who is on the list, because you'll be able to figure that out. So that happens at 2:30. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Of course, we'll talk to him about the Castellano situation. Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. Talk about his list. Oh my God, I reveal mine at 4. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. It's almost too much show for one 4-hour period. Ike.
Yes.
I think we have to start with the Castellanos, Rob Thompson situation. This broke during the show yesterday that Rob Thompson pulls Nick Castellanos from yesterday's game because of something he said, or sat him, he didn't start, something he said when he got pulled out of Monday night's game for a defensive replacement. We don't know what he said. We do know that Thompson said it was because of something he said that crossed the line, and Nick Castellanos' response was, at best, a little chilly, right? He said, you know, this is my punishment, I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, is there a chance that this blows up in the Phillies' faces? Like, with a night to sleep on it and think about it, is there a chance that this ends up not working?
Sure. I mean, when you say not working, do you mean that this doesn't lead to them?
Maybe it submarines it. Like, maybe Castellanos is like, screw this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, does it have the opposite effect, I guess, of what Thompson was trying to do?
All right, so here's how I would answer this question, because I don't think it's as simple as answering it in a straightforward black and white fashion. There are more tentacles to this thing. And I think there's a message being sent to Castellanos that his behavior after a managerial decision in the clubhouse was unacceptable and disrespectful to some degree. When you push a mild-tempered man like Rob Thompson to make this type of move, and to actually, they didn't go into details about it, but he gave us enough detail to know he could have very easily said it was a scheduled day off, but they knew that wouldn't have passed. They knew that stuff wouldn't have passed.
Yep.
This guy doesn't take days off, so he wants to play every day. So I think part of it was a message to him, and then also a part of it is a message to the rest of his team, right? Whether it's indirectly or directly, that this type of behavior, if I decide to make a decision that I think is in the best interest of this team and trying to win, whether you publicly or vocally support it or not, as a team member, you support the decision and move along, right? And it may work out, it may not work out, but what you won't do is disrespect me in front of this team, or disrespect a teammate, if that's what it was.
Yeah, we don't know what he said.
We don't know exactly what it was, or disrespect another teammate, if that's what he did. So here's what I'll say to that, Spike. If this results in the clubhouse being more fractured and somehow this team craters from this, I'll still give Rob Thompson a pat on the back for this move because I don't care. I think the principle is more important than sparing Castellanos' feelings. Because quite frankly, for Castellanos, his feelings has been spared for like 2.5 years here.
That is fair.
His feelings have been spared, right? So Rob Thompson has gone out of his way to support the player and be a player's manager. This is something he's doing like he's done all year long, whether it's sit Bohm, whether it's move Bohm down in the lineup, whether it's move Stott down in the lineup, whether, you know, Kyle Schwarber, you know, doesn't get the bat in his most desired spot. Like, he's had to make tough decisions, moving Romano out from being the closer and putting Kirkering in. Like, he's had to do that stuff this year, and I'm applauding him for that because for years I criticized him for that. I'm not going to now, when he makes a tough decision, not back him. I back him in this, and if it costs us, so be it. I think him as a manager has to have certain boundaries that he can't compromise for his players. And for this manager, who's done nothing but compromise, I believe, and for the benefit of his players for 2 years, this was something, in my opinion, that he must have been pushed to do because it was that egregious. So I'm okay with it.
You know, speaking of being pushed to do, Jack, Scott Fransky talked a little bit about the decision last night, and here's what he said.
I can tell you that the idea of taking him out of the game defensively, I can almost assure you that Rob Thompson would not do that on the fly without talking to Nick about that first. Nick is an everyday player who plays every inning of every game and loves to do so. And Rob understands that wholeheartedly and loves that about Nick and respects that a great deal about Nick. It definitely wasn't a surprise to Nick when it was put in motion last night. He knew that it was coming. Take that for what it is.
Now, when he said he knew that it was coming, does he mean not starting or being pulled during the game?
I think pulled during the game.
Okay.
So they've had conversations about late in the game, this is something I'm going to have to start doing.
Right. And by the way, 215-592-9494, do you think there's a chance this could blow up the Phillies season? I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes it's just one thing. And you look back, sometimes it's a bye week that saves your season, right? Sometimes it's a wide receiver saying something about a quarterback and defensive end going on a radio show and airing dirty laundry all over the place. By the way, that could have gone a different way too. The entire AJ, Jalen, Brandon Graham thing, that could have gone a different way too. So I look at this, and on one end, Ike, I agree with you. Like, we have begged Rob Thompson to draw to your the thing that you said earlier, draw lines in the sand and be tougher with these guys and set sort of rules. On the other side, I think about it like he's never been this guy. Like, and if I'm Nick Castellanos, and I have played for this guy for 3 years, and never has anybody been, you know, there's no way it's the first snide comment made in the dugout. And I want to say, by the way, if it comes out what Nick Castellanos said is obviously unacceptable, then, you know, then it is what it is. But we, at this point, we don't know what he said.
Right.
There's, we've all been around clubhouses and locker rooms, and there's a lot of awful stuff said in clubhouses and locker rooms and dugouts.
And players firing back at a manager or coach isn't, that's happened. But it happens.
We saw Jalen Carter screaming at Nick Sirianni or laughing in his face earlier.
Yeah.
You know, so
it happens.
So I start thinking about, like, was this the time and was this the place? Like, was first of all, pulling him late in a game, was pulling him in Miami in front of his family, in a game that you're probably going to win anyway. Like, this is not the playoffs. It's not a game to get into it's not a game to clinch the division or anything like that. It's a game in Miami in the middle of the season. And he doesn't normally do stuff like this. And then to pull him from the lineup, by the way, publicly say, and I know they're sort of left no choice in saying what happened because people know that Castellanos doesn't just get days off. They can't hide behind it. Like, publicly embarrassing him, again, I agree that at some point Rob Thompson has to lay down the law and has to stand up for himself. What makes me worried is that because he's never done it before, that all of a sudden the players don't know what the rules are and don't know who this guy is and don't know what they're allowed to get away with. And you're in a situation with, this is not a guy that's super valuable, by the way. So if this goes the wrong way and you're heading into a trade deadline where you need to make two additions to the team, all of a sudden you're like, well, do I need another right fielder? And if I got to get off this guy's contract, this is going to cost them to get off his contract. This is not a contract that other teams are excited to take on.
Not Rafi Devers?
No. And by the way, even Devers' contract people were laughing at the Red Sox. And Devers is a guy who is incredibly productive. So the thing that I worry about is that all of a sudden we have a clubhouse that doesn't really know what the rules are. You pissed off one of the clubhouse leaders on the team. And if it goes the wrong way, then, you know, we were just saying yesterday, this is a team that may not have another year in this window. You've taken the final year of the window and closed it potentially. Yeah. So while I get where Thompson's coming from, I guess I would also, as a player, think, well, like, what the hell? Like, why me? Why now? Why to this extent? Why with this game? Like, why is it this one thing, this one time?
Yeah.
And why am I being treated differently than a defensive liability at shortstop and a defensive liability at first base and a defensive liability at third base? No offense.
Less errors than Lindor at shortstop.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut
Not up. A defensive liability at third base. What are you talking about?
Well, okay. But when Otto Graham, Otto Kemp was there or whatever. Jack, what do you think about this whole
Otto
thing?
Graham.
Yeah, Otto Graham.
So I think it could definitely backfire. And I don't believe that this thing just going to blow over. I know that they tried to say that last night, like, yeah, they're over it now. Well, first off, Castellanos didn't sound over it. It didn't seem like
yesterday. Yeah.
Cuz I think I would feel better if Castellanos came in and was like, "Hey, I was wrong. I was in the wrong here," and was more remorseful. And he didn't seem that way. He didn't seem that he was remorseful.
Yeah.
And what worries me, the only thing that worries me, I think if it was about Rob Thompson, I think this is fine. But if it was about a teammate, let's say, I know people have thrown out, maybe he was ripping Rojas. Maybe he was ripping one of these other younger players. But if he, like, said something about, well, why don't you take Trey out of the game? Why don't you another star on the team? Then I think that's where the diversion could happen. So I hope it blows over, obviously, but I'm definitely concerned about it not blowing over.
I tell you what, if it doesn't blow over, he needs to blow his ass up out of here.
And I think they will.
Yeah, so then if that's the case, that's the case.
But what worries me about that is, like, okay, now you're trading a prospect to get rid of Nick Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going into a trade deadline, you know, needing to trade for two pieces for sure. We need a bat. We need a bullpen piece. All of a sudden, you've made yourself poorer prospect-wise.
Yeah.
Again, like, I get where you're coming from. I wonder about the time and the place and the situation and all of that.
This is the time to do it.
You think so?
This is the best time to do it. You're still in the first half of the season. Same thing I said about hitting the retaliating of hitting a batter, by the way. I'm sure you all saw it. Tatis got hit last night. They immediately hit Ohtani. Just saying.
Yep.
People believe in it. Best teams in baseball, they believe in it because it's what you do. So even if it costs you a game, the bigger picture is at stake more here. Because here's what I'll tell you. What's Rob Thompson supposed to do? He gets later in the season, and he wants to make this defensive move. He doesn't. Cassie can't get to a ball because of this. Now what? Now we're ripping Rob Thompson for leaving him out there, knowing he's a defensive liability. So the manager is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, which is why he has to have principles that he believes in and doing what's best for the team and have conviction in that. And if the player can't get on board with that and have it explained to him, he didn't embarrass Castellanos. He's not the first player to be defensively replaced late in the game. We won a World Series with a guy doing that. By the way, that guy gave you 30 and 90 every year. He gave you 30 and 90 every year.
Replaced every game in left
field. And was replaced and won the World Series with it. If this dude can't get on board with that, then he can't be here.
And the manager has to show that he has a backbone if it was about another player on the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is like trying to solve a math problem and you don't know, like, you know, one of the numbers. Like, yeah. We don't know what he said.
Sure, but if you had to bet, do you
like when they use letters? I hate when they use letters.
Algebra.
In math. Yeah, come on.
X plus 3 equals 9.
Well, that's like
the
hardo thing they do with the Super Bowl. Like, just say it's Super Bowl 59.
Yeah. I like the Roman numerals.
We're not in Rome.
No, yeah. We're in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you did NFL Europe, but no one cared.
Yeah.
No one cared. I forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, oh, you lost it. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
215-592-9494. Are you all right with what Rob Thompson did? And do you think there's a chance this could blow up in the Phillies' faces? Andrew in Willow Grove, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Not too much, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
What's up, Andrew? Happy Wednesday.
I do not see how anybody could be supporting Castellanos on this. I understand maybe not backing Thompson 100%, but a very important thing is Nick Castellanos has not been a great Philly his entire time here. And statistically, he's having arguably his worst season. So for him to get upset about getting pulled for a game offensively or defensively, probably not the time to make a big stink about it. But with that being said, being in Miami, I could see him getting upset about it. But he has a negative WAR, wins above replacement. That is saying that you could grab anybody off the street, put them in right field, and the Phillies will be better off for it. Right?
Well,
I think that's a very important part of this.
Yeah, but I think it is. But the fact is, you also have Nick Castellanos on the team. Like, so there is a human element of this, and I also think there's a difference between having a vet, a guy who has been in pressure situations before, a guy who is, and Jack has mentioned this before. And again, Andrew, like, I guess I don't necessarily disagree, but Jack has mentioned before that Castellanos is kind of like the balls of the locker room. Like, Schwarber is the guy who keeps everyone calm, but a lot of the younger players look up to Castellanos. So again, like, you could argue that that means that Castellanos has to be more of a model citizen, but he's never been a model citizen. And we know that he's played every inning of every game. And yeah, I guess theoretically you could just replace him with but that's not really what it means. Like, replacing a negative WAR player, you still have to find a zero WAR player to replace him with. Do you see what I'm saying? Like a zero WAR player doesn't mean that they're not valuable. It just means that they are of average value. So I don't know. I think it's a little more complicated than he's not that good anyway.
Definitely more complicated, right? And I'm glad that you said team, because if he is one of these leaders, and as Jack said, he, you know, brought up Trey Turner, someone else, he's the one drawing the line, right? Thompson's not the one picking sides or drawing a line in the locker room. That's toxic, right? We understand this is not going to be the Phillies at 100% that are going to cruise in like a warship to the World Series, right? They're going to need to make some moves. Everybody's going to have to perform. They're going to have to be greater than the sum of their parts. And if you're drawing lines, I don't care who you are, you need to be benched for the day.
Well, and the only other question I'd raise, and I agree with you, is, has this happened before, and has he gotten away with it before? And have other players gotten away with it before? Because the other question in this is, when all of a sudden the teacher that you have or the boss that you have, who's just one of the guys, comes to work one day and says, hey, that thing that you've done four times to me, well, it doesn't fly this time.
Yeah, like
you're
when
suspended
you were the PD.
I never did that as a PD.
There was days.
Everybody knew exactly where I stood, including you, Fritz.
Nah. Every day, you know, one of the guys spike, and then all of a sudden you say one thing wrong, dead. Yeah. You kidding me?
But you knew that about me.
Yeah, but it was like, hold on, I didn't even see it coming.
Well, I kept everyone on their toes, unlike Topper. Maybe they need me to manage the Phillies. All right,
you manage everyone else?
Yeah, well, how do you know I'm not managing Topper right now with these comments? Thank you for the call, Andrew. 215-592-9494.
Can I throw this in there?
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
I don't care anything about his streak.
You have to care a little.
No, I don't. Is he anywhere close to Cal Ripken?
No. He is not close to Cal Ripken.
He's close to Pete Rose's record with the Phillies.
Who cares about that? Who cares about that?
Hall of Famer.
So, yes, his streak does not matter at all.
What matters to... Okay, can I give you one counter to that? Part of being the manager of this team is to you have to manage everybody differently.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't get the same rules. And you mentioned that, you know, even when we were talking off air about
it. Sure, yeah.
So, and part of that is knowing what is important to all these guys and how you get the best out of all of them. Mm-hmm. So to me, it might not be important to Thompson, but it's important to Castellanos.
So
him hitting him this way is a pretty, I think it's even more extreme than moving, you know, Schwarber up from, you know, lead off to, or moving, you know, Bohm down the lineup.
Good. No, good.
Yeah.
Good. Streak means a lot to one person, Casty. Guess what? Think about that the next time you mouth off to the manager in front of the team or you disrespect a teammate in front of the rest of the team, right? Like, you, obviously the streak didn't matter that much to you because, or you just decided, you know what? Damn a streak, this is more important. See, it's all about him. That's selfishness. And Thompson has, what's the word I'm looking for? Placating? Enabled him with this stuff? That's because... For a month last year, in the beginning of the season, he could have set him at any moment because of the way he was playing, and he didn't.
But that was for performance, different than
No. That's what I'm saying. But that's also to help the team and help you out.
But
he kept him in there because he knew how important the streak was into him and how the streak was to him. And this is how you repay me.
Yep.
This is how you repay me. by disrespecting me like this. Yeah, I don't give a damn about your streak. Have a seat.
Well,
Eli's streak getting broke was nonsense.
That
McAdoo
was nonsense.
Should never be a head coach again for doing that.
The Eagles saw that and said, come on down, pal. Yeah.
I don't even like Eli or the Giants, and I said, that was bull.
Well, and I know we do Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yes.
And we don't have this thing about Phillies Insiders, but let me send a little message out to the Phillies Insiders.
Uh-oh.
If you want to immediately be Phillies Insider of the Year, you will find out what Castellano said. We need to know what he said.
Yeah. How long do we have to wait before we find out what was said?
You know what? This is proof. The fact that it hasn't come out is proof that the Phillies clubhouse is together in one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more dysfunctional a locker room is, the more leaks come out.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
We saw what 2020 was.
You're right. Right.
With the Eagles.
Yes. Yeah. So if there's something
that stop leaks from coming out of there.
So I think it is a credit to the Phillies that it hasn't come out. That said, I don't work for the Phillies. I work for WIP. And I am saying to you, Phillies Insider, if you want to be instantly Phillies Insider of the Year, you will find out what Castellano said. 215-592-9494.
That for Scoops?
Well, it's for Scoops. It's for Fritz. It's for Matt Gelb. It's for Todd Zalecki.
How this guy? What is this guy? What insider is this guy?
It's for.
I give you a lot of quality information.
Well, isn't Alex Coffey a columnist?
No,
now?
Alex Call.
Alex Call. Yeah, oh yeah, Alex
insider,
Call.
The Woj. The Woj of WIP.
I was talking about Phillies.
The Woj of WIP.
Yeah, that's what I called him the other day.
Lachlan March. Like all you people are covering the team every day. Get us the story. What's it used to work here? Tim Kelly.
Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly Sports.
Let's go. Let's get it done. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the big reveal of number 7 and number 6 on the official top 11 list constructed by you, the listener, and the staff. Mm. Number 7 and number 6, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Always love when you hit this one, Jack. Always reminds me of I Am Legend. Which I believe is
an legend.
Underrated Will Smith movie.
Too scary.
Too scary?
I love I Am Legend.
I love that flick. I love it.
That's one of his better movies.
I think so.
Yeah. Saw it in theaters. I was looking in middle school.
Yeah.
Too scary.
Too scary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too thrilling.
Yeah. I love that
flick. That means it's a good movie.
Yeah. I think so. Jack doesn't like being scared.
No. I'm only here for good times and good vibes. Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which is more likely to happen with the Castellanos-Thompson situation, Ike? The vote is it blows over or it'll hurt the team. What do you think the percentages are on that one?
I think most people don't feel the same way that Fritz feels about this. I think most people believe this blows over. So I'll go with, 63%.
85.5% say it'll blow over.
Wow.
That feels high. It just does.
It feels high.
Can I tell you why I'm more worried about it than I was?
Yeah.
Because he is.
Right.
Because Jack is.
He worries about everything.
But not stuff like this.
Right. He would normally be trying to downplay it.
Yes. He'd be like, it'll be fine. This stuff like this happens. It's baseball. You guys don't know. You're not baseball guys. Yada, yada, yada.
I tell you that every day.
Yeah. But he's like, I don't know. His worry is becoming my worry to a certain extent.
Right.
That it's not going to just blow over.
Hmm. Well, should I be worried?
I don't know.
Well, you played the game, Mike.
Well, I'm the one that's not worried about it, but I'm also assuming. I might have sounded harsh on Cassidy in the first segment.
Yep.
But I will say this. I think he has the ability to get over this.
I'd be disappointed if he didn't.
And here's what else I'd be disappointed in. The leadership on this team. You can't tell me that. Now, Bryce isn't down there, so this is less to do about Bryce.
Although, maybe he's on a flight down today.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he has to go down there and do some damage control.
Also, by the way, he's got a phone.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. I was going to mention that. So he can make the phone call. Yep. He certainly can. And the fact that he's here, he knows we're talking about this. So, yes, he knows it's a topic.
Yeah.
But Schwarber, right, pitchers, Zach Wheeler, those guys, they have to value Cassidy to some degree being in the clubhouse. So they see that value in him, and they want him on the team. This is me assuming that this is what it would be. And you go talk to him, and it's like, listen, man, we understand it. I don't think Topper was trying to do anything to embarrass you. We need you here. We want you here.
Yeah.
So we got to move past this. Like, yeah. We got to move past this.
And by the way, they know what he said.
Yeah, exactly. They know exactly what he said.
They know what he said. So yeah. I would be disappointed if Schwarber didn't say something to him.
Yeah.
You know? Because if he is the guy who regulates the temperature in there, what does that mean? He's the thermostat?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Yeah. So I think he's got to talk to Casty, too.
Well, speaking of that, the thermostat. Now, it's not the same situation. I don't want people to think that's what I'm doing. I guess you could view it as apple to oranges, but I'm comparing it to the Jalen AJ thing last year after BG had spoke on it. It was uncomfortable, but conversations needed to be had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So maybe this is the eighth time Casty's done it.
Right.
And like, by the way, this could be not only a message from Rob Thompson to Casty, it could be a message from Rob Thompson to the rest of the team mm-hmm. about Casty. Mm-hmm. Like, starting a conversation with hey, guys, I need your help. Now, this could happen behind closed doors. Maybe he's tried it. Who knows? All right.
Yeah.
It's top 11 week on all the right. WIP afternoon show. We have revealed so far. So we all have our lists, and Ike gave his list on Monday. Jack gave his list yesterday. I'll give mine today. But then there's the official list, and the official list is determined by you. You voted all last week at 50% listener vote, 50% staff vote. So we have so far revealed number 11, Devontae Smith, number 10, Joel Embiid, number 9, Jordan Mailata, number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Let's reveal the next two.
The top 11. Number 7.
Number 7 on the official top 11 list in Philadelphia sports is Jalen Carter.
Too low.
7. Well, listen, I had him higher.
Low. Low for how people talk about him.
Right.
Too. You know, now we've said it is a stacked list this year.
Mm-hmm.
But tough list.
A tough list this year.
So if he's 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you start doing the math of who's left on the list, right?
Right.
Yeah, and Jalen Carter being 7 with the year he just had, with the here it is.
Ready? Here it is, 237.
The sack on Stafford that saved the season. So there you go.
A big play.
A big play. Yes. Congratulations, Jalen Carter, number 7 on the official top 11 list. Let's get to the next one.
This is the top 11. Number 6.
Number 6 on the list of top 11 athletes in Philadelphia on the official list is Lane Johnson.
Wow.
Which I also feel like is low.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen. It's tough. I mean, Jack considers him a top 3 right tackle in the history of the game, so you certainly would think he would be higher.
He was on the all-quarter-century team as the right tackle.
Yeah, ESPN put out their all-quarter-century team. Yeah, he was on it.
When did they do that?
It was on the website today. By the way, they're doing the same. They got lists.
Of course they are. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out, people. Yes,
you only talk about the Pacers so much.
Yes, yeah. Lane at 6 and Jalen Carter at 7.
So let me point something out to you here. And we have the only person we've revealed so far not on the list is Trey Turner. We said that yesterday.
Yes.
So I'll recap the list and then I'll tell you who's not on the list, which I think is a stunner. Number 11, Devontae Smith. Number 10, Joel Embiid. Number 9, Jordan Mailata. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, Jalen Carter. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Mm. You know who's not on the list? Zach Bond.
Zach Bond is not. See, that's what I was calculating. I'm like, hold on.
Because you start thinking about the guys you know are on the list,
right.
Or at least you think you know are on the list. Zach Bond is not on the list. Now,
the fans left out Zach Bond.
Well, the fans,
or the fans and
the staff.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll give, by the way, neither, I can tell you, I'll tell you this, the fans had him lower than the staff did.
Okay.
On their list. So both of them, I don't know that he made either, but like, I'm actually stunned.
I am too.
Jack talks about Saquon erasure, I think, to an extent.
Yeah.
I think there's been a little bit of Zach Bond erasure from this year in our focus on, because we talk about Coop and Quinion, Jalen.
Yeah,
Coop and Quinion,
guys,
Jalen.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Zach Bond just came in, was debatably the defensive player of the year in football, got a giant check in the offseason.
Yeah.
I'm actually stunned. Now, he's only been here 1 year. But we know Saquon's going to be on the list, and he was only here 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So
And Quinion's only been here 1 year.
And his year was more surprising than Saquon's. Not
100% more surprising.
Yeah.
Like to see Zach Bond came out of nowhere did that.
Yeah, I've said this all year, and I've said it intentionally. He was arguably the best defensive player we had last year.
Yes.
That's no disrespect to Jalen Carter.
No.
That's just telling you how great I think Zach Bond played last year, making plays.
Well, and we talk
a little playmaker at the linebacker position.
We talk about Jalen in terms of like responsibility on offense. Mm-hmm. You know, Zach Bond's got a lot of responsibility on defense too.
Yep.
So, and they used him in a bunch of different ways. He was good everywhere, whether they lined him up on the line of scrimmage, whether he was in coverage, whatever he was doing, he did a great job.
He made big plays all year, man.
Like
I don't think I've seen a linebacker. Trot was a different type of linebacker. I don't remember a linebacker, and maybe somebody could jar my memory, being as much of a playmaker as Zach Bond was. Like, it's one thing to be a tackling machine.
Sure, yeah.
Right? But it's another thing to get sacks, tackles for losses.
Cause fumbles,
interceptions, like...
Like the
he did it all.
The two that come to mind, and he's better than both these guys, and maybe they combined. Like, he was basically Hicks and Michael Kendricks combined. Like, Kendricks made their
Hicks, Hicks was a playmaker, too, yeah.
Hicks was a playmaker. Yeah. Like, Kendricks really had the 1 year where he was a playmaker. But he was his best linebacker they've had since Trot.
Yeah,
no
easily.
Doubt about it. And he was clutch, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the pick in the Super Bowl. He had a couple fourth down stops. I mean, we talk about the Coop play, right? But he also stopped the Washington late in that game or early in that game, I believe. Like, he had some big moments for a linebacker that we don't really, you know, usually talk about.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Why? So I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
I'm trying to think why. And I think he would have a case, depending on how you're doing the list, the last two guys on the list being Devontae Smith and Joel Embiid, I would have thought after winning the Super Bowl, he's going to get more votes than Embiid. And he had a better year than Devontae Smith, that's for sure. Now, he wasn't drafted here.
Right.
I think part of it is We talked about this with Hurts in that he doesn't give us much, sort of works for him in both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Bond is not the quarterback, so we don't wonder about his... He's just, like, quiet.
Yeah.
We haven't heard one thing about him in the offseason except for the contract.
The contract. By the way, he was the number one priority for the team.
To sign,
not just the team's viewpoint, our viewpoint. So how is the number one priority of the offseason... to get re-signed, how is he not one of these guys?
It's stunning to me.
Yes.
And even I'm trying to think back to the parade. I don't even remember like a video of him doing something crazy during the parade. Mm-hmm. He just flies under the radar, and I think to a certain extent that hurt him.
Money yet. He wasn't going to cost himself
no
money.
No, but that's a good point.
Can you imagine, Spike Fritz, if they didn't re-sign Zach Bond?
Oh, my God.
What would the reaction be in this city if they didn't resign Zach Bond?
Especially with N'Kobe.
Yeah.
How long he would be out for. I mean, they drafted...
It would have been like we lost Dawkins.
It would have been
like
the worst offseason. Yeah. It would have been the only thing we talked about this entire offseason is how did they let Zach Bond go? We haven't had a linebacker here since Trotter. Yada, yada, yada. It would have been our number one topic.
Vic Fangio would have called us three times a week complaining about
Vic Fangio might have retired if they did that. So, he was number six on my list. He was right behind Jalen Carter at number five. And Zach Bond was number six on my list because I thought those were your two best defensive players on the number one defense in the league. Jalen not being on the list is just outrageous. Like, that's just outrageous to me. This is borderline outrageous.
That he didn't get voted on.
Yes,
right.
This is borderline outrageous.
This is not one person's opinion. This is everybody's opinion.
This is everybody's opinion.
Is it because he wasn't drafted here? I mean, it seems like we give preferential treatment to guys.
Saquon wasn't drafted here.
I know. Schwarber wasn't,
Harper wasn't always a
I don't know.
Wheeler.
See? And this is why myself and ESP were smart to go with the Eagles O-line as a unit.
So you don't have to put my lot on.
Exactly.
It saves a spot.
Because if you being honest with yourself, Jordan Mailata plays a tougher position than left tackle.
Yes.
He didn't have as good of a year as Zach Bond had.
No. Now, by the way, well, we'll get to this in a bit.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jordan Mailata did not have as good of a year individually
as Zach Bond had
last year.
You could argue, aside from Saquon, Zach Bond had the second best year of any player on the Eagles last year.
Yes.
Saquon won, Zach Bond too.
Yes.
215-592-9494. You know who's going to have a good summer? You. You know why? Because you're finally going to out with the old windows, out with the old doors like I did by calling Guida. Or going to GoGuida.com. And the biggest sale they have, it's the summer sales event with Guida. 40% off every energy efficient window. 40% off every door. I'm not a math major. 40% is almost half off. So you're going to get this huge discount on the windows. You're going to get this huge discount on the doors. You're going to save money because your energy bills are going to go down. You're going to feel better about it. Your house is going to be more comfortable during the summer when it gets hot outside. Oh my goodness. And no money down. Start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for a year and a half. Up to 18 months of interest-free financing. Don't miss it because it only goes to July 31st. Call Guida to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, 877-GO-GUIDA, or go to GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com. All right, 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys? I don't think it was as much as what was said to Topper, but where and when, meaning, like, was it in front of other people?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I just think Topper said, I can't have that. And he's, quite frankly, carried Cassiano's ass for 2 years when he was hitting 220,
yep,
230, and swinging and wailing and carrying on. I don't care about the streak. And the other thing, people were worried, well, he did it in front of his friends and family in Miami. Last I checked, they're playing four games. Pretty sure.
Right.
And it's year 11.
Good point with yeah. that. Yes. Yeah, he's not a rookie.
It's year 11. It was the eighth inning. It was an inning and a half. I mean, come on.
Come on, Jack. I know you're being...
No, he's being serious.
He's not being facetious at all. Okay. He's being
hard
serious.
Hard to tell sometimes with him, but yeah, well, he's being serious.
I know, it is hard to tell.
Very
so,
talented.
So, Spike, I don't think this is going to be a big deal. I'm with the whatever percentage of people that think it's going to blow over. I mean, things like this happen a lot, and maybe it's happened before, and I don't know. Did Cassianos go to Topper and say, hey, I want to talk to the GM? Why don't you give him a call? And by GM, I mean Bryce. to see what's going on, see if this is okay?
Well, here's what I would say. If I had a bet, I would bet it doesn't derail the season. But here would be my counter to you. The same guy who thinks that being pulled in that game is a huge deal, the same guy who was so pissed about it, he said something about it, the same guy who, you know, when he was talked to about it before the game yesterday to the press, he was sort of cold about it. Like, I think on one hand, you have to realize that you've already established that he is an irrational actor on this. Like, he irrationally cares about the game streak. He irrationally cared about being pulled out of the game. So to think that he will act rationally here is, I think it's fair to say you think it'll happen, but also he would be the one guy in the starting lineup who it's possible that he doesn't act rational about it. I think of every other player on the team, and I think, all right, they'd probably swallow it, whatever. This is the one guy who I think could be pissy about it longer than a day or two.
In his defense, they don't really have a stellar outfield defensive unit. So putting somebody else, you can put Rojas out there. He's faster. He's not, you know, a gold glover. So, and maybe Castellanos said something to that effect, like, well, you're putting this guy out there for me? It could have been that.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have, I mean, thank you for the call, Jeff. It definitely could have been about another player. Mm-hmm. Now, there is no doubt that Rojas...
Which, honestly, I think is worse, by the way.
Saying something about another player.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Now, an outfield of Marsh, Rojas, and Kepler... is a better defensive outfield than any outfield with Nick Castellanos.
Well, and especially in a two-run game in the eighth in Miami, which is a huge outfield.
Yeah.
You need people that he can't cover ground right now. I mean, by every defensive metric, he's the worst defensive outfielder in baseball.
Now, I know Fransky said...
Wait, what would he say to that?
Well, I think... I don't think he's handling that very well.
Yeah.
I think he's very defensive about
he's
his
sensitive
defense.
About it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a prideful guy.
Sure, he cares
that's about. Clear.
And here's another thing. Like, in this world of players, you know, sitting for whatever injury there is, this is a guy who has not sat at all. And I know we're talking about that as a negative thing, that he wants to play every game and he's just prideful about it. I think there is something to be said for a guy that does not miss games and does not miss innings.
Well, and the one thing that would... Where my worry comes in here is that Castellanos, by all accounts, is like out there early with Paco Figueroa working on defensive stuff, like takes a lot of pride in it and takes a lot of. So now is he going to put the same level of work in? Is he going to do that kind of the extra work that it takes to be a good defensive outfielder? I would think he would. I'd be disappointed if he didn't. But now he's like, well, you know, bleep you guys. You want to take me out of the game anyway. Why'd I be out there early?
And I'm going to tell you, it's a thin line between being admirable, competitive, wanting to be out there every day, and being selfish. Because if you had a shooter on the court who couldn't hit the broadside of a building, but he wanted to play every game, he wanted to be out there, we wouldn't be saying, oh, keep roll him out there, man. He wants to play every day.
Got to give him credit.
Got to give him credit for that. We'd be like, no, dude, make a shot or go sit over there somewhere. So I only say that to say, I'm not poo-pooing the fact that he wants to play every day, but his reaction to being taken out for defensive purposes, to me, pulls back the curtain on the motive behind all this. This isn't about the team and this and that. No, this is about him.
I agree.
So him wanting to be out there is really just him not wanting to be embarrassed that he's not playing well. He wants it to be the illusion because he's in a lineup every day that there's nothing wrong when he's batting 215 and 220 last year. That isn't – and you're a terrible defensive player. I'm not giving you credit for wanting to play every day when you're a negative out there. Now, this year, I'll give him credit. It hasn't been that way.
Yeah, he's been
much better
player.
This year. I'm speaking more about the past than I am this year. I'm just saying I don't give him as much credit for the whole wanting to play every day and streak thing, because I think it's rooted in selfishness. And I didn't come to that conclusion until the way he reacted for what the manager is doing for the team.
Well, Well, by the way, nobody says this about St. Ripken. Cal Ripken's streak was about selfishness, too.
Exactly.
I mean, it was.
It was.
He was a good player, but, like, relax, you know?
Yeah.
And now, there are two issues here about Thompson's decision. One is the decision to pull him from the game. Mm-hmm. I think the bigger decision is the decision to not start him and publicly say why you're not starting him, that he said something. And that, I don't think pulling him... I don't know that pulling him makes Castellanos go into a spiral, but the sitting him and the public shaming of him because of it, I think those are two separate decisions. Both made by Rob Thompson, connected, but I think they're two separate decisions. So for me...
Well, one is a reaction to...
Yeah, to the other.
To the other,
to
yeah.
me, there's a difference, and again, I will say again, I don't know what he said. There's you can say, I'm okay pulling him. I'm a little nervous about sitting him the next day. And
well,
saying
he doesn't
what he
sit him if he doesn't say what he said.
And we, yeah, and until
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so yeah. He would have replaced him defensively, and then he would have been right back in the starting lineup yesterday.
Yes, yeah, for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. You're worried that this Castellanos thing could become a much bigger deal. One guy who we can talk to about it is coming up next with us. That is our very own Larry Anderson, who makes his first appearance on the show after a loss.
Unbelievable.
The streak is over.
Oh, man.
Well, we ruined
this
it last
week.
This is
the LA that we want, though.
Yes. Oh,
last
yeah.
week, we got greedy. We had him on Thursday after
yep,
a win on Wednesday.
We ruined it. We ruined it.
We ruined the Castellanos streak of yep. LA calls.
Yep, yep. Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.